invite everyone to do is to take a deep breath and just become even more deeply present to wherever you are, wherever you're sitting. If you want to, you can close your eyes and be aware of all of the people who are with us now, wherever they are in the world, on this call, online, to just be aware of the people who are joined together in this safe container, in this circle of energy and light, to know that we are not alone, that we have joined a powerful group of people, and that our intention is enough to shift consciousness on a very deep level. So take another deep breath. And just allow yourself to settle in even deeper, listening to the sound of my voice. Allowing yourself to resonate with that feeling of peace, which is within you now. It's not something that you need to create. It's not something that you need to invent. It's something that is already present. It is who you are. And what we're going to do today is we're going to claim that presence, the presence of peace. And we're going to use this as an opportunity to extend that into the world. My most recent book and movie, The Moses Code, talks about what I believe to be the most powerful manifestation tool in the history of the world. But it's not a manifestation tool that's meant to be used to accumulate more stuff or all the things that we think we do not have that would somehow make our lives more fulfilled if we could have it. This is a technology for creating miracles that was given to us 3,500 years ago during a conversation that Moses had with God at a burning bush. And Moses asked to be intimately united with God. And he asked this by simply desiring to know the name, the sacred name of God, something that had not been known till now. God was asking Moses to accomplish the impossible, and many of us can relate to that today. We're being asked to accomplish what seems impossible. Like Moses, we may not feel worthy. We may not feel like we can accomplish this on our own. But God is asking us to realize that we are not on our own, that we have the power within us to create new worlds by drawing upon the energy of the divine, that God stuff that created us. And so when Moses asked God for that name in order to create that intimacy, God said simply in Hebrew, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, or I am that I am. And for thousands of years now, we've heard this story and we've heard that name, but it's only recently that I think more and more of us are beginning to understand what it means, or the gift that was being offered to us. And that's the gift that we're going to activate here tonight. Because God was asking Moses to identify himself as one with whatever he is trying to achieve or manifest. In that situation, it was freedom. The Israelites wanted to be free of the bondage of Egypt. And so Moses was called to embrace that he is free now, and that the power of God within us can never be bound. It can never be contained. So Moses felt that feeling, that presence of freedom, and he said, I am that. I am that freedom. And God answered saying, I am. Because when we claim something through the power of that divine name, God claims it with and as us. So when God says, I am, God is not seeing us as separate. God doesn't say, you are. God says, I am that with you, as you, through you. And so tonight we are together going to claim the reality of peace, just as Moses did 3,500 years ago. We're going to claim that not only for this country, but for all the world, because we've moved beyond the point of boundaries, of separation. We need to realize that it is in giving that we receive, and as we offer this gift to more and more, and allow it to expand beyond these limited definitions, that it is more fully integrated into our own lives. So tonight, as Moses did, we are going to say, I am that peace. And if we're going to listen to God, to that divine echo within each one of us as it proclaims the second part of that name, I am. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to chant that name, I am that, I am. As we hold on to that feeling that peace is prevailing on earth now. We're not asking for peace to prevail. We're not asking for anything to happen. We're claiming that it is happening now. We're feeling that that power is already pervading through us and through all beings for this and every country. So what I want you to do to begin is to imagine in your mind, if you want to close your eyes, just imagine what that world would look like. Maybe if you're watching the news, what sort of stories would be reported? Or if you're driving down the street, what might people be doing or how might they be interacting? Just imagine that world for a moment. And as you do, I'll invite you to feel it. Not just to imagine it with your mind, but to feel the energy of that world. To feel what it means to be united, to be whole, to be at peace. To live in a world where peace is the reality, not the exception. So however feels right to you, just begin to create that energy, that peace is present now. Feel it as if it is in this moment. Peace is prevailing on earth this very moment. And as we hold on to that feeling, what we're going to do is, as we breathe out, we will say the words, I am that. And then as we breathe in, we say the second part of that name, which is I am. So when we breathe in, it's kind of like a whisper. It sounds like this. I am that I am. What we're going to do is you'll just follow the sound of my voice. And while holding on to that feeling of peace, we're going to chant that sacred name together. This is the name that allowed Moses and the Israelites to create some of the greatest miracles in history. And it's the power that we can use to manifest great miracles today in our lives and in the world. So once again, feel this peace as it flows and washes over you and over all beings in this and every country. Create that emotional feeling of peace. And then follow my voice as we activate the name of God to claim this reality. Take a deep breath. I am that. I am. 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 I am that. I am that. I am. 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 Last time. I am that. I am. Now just allow yourself to hold very still. Continue to breathe in and out. Bringing this sacred name deeper into your own. it as it flows out of you as a blessing to so many people who need this blessing. To so many souls who long for this nourishment. But just sit in silence for about 30 seconds and feeling this divine flow. So now, to finish our meditation, I'm going to invite you just to relax and to listen to this prayer, a prayer that I'll sing because of the resonance and the vibration that the voice and music can bring. And I'm going to change the words of this prayer ever so slightly, because many of us know this prayer as a way of asking to be made into something, into an instrument of peace. But tonight we're going to claim that we are that instrument now, that God is using us this moment. So just relax now as we share the prayer of St. Francis. Oh Lord, I am an instrument of your peace. Bring your love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, bring your faith. And where there is despair, bring your darkness, we will bring your light, and where there is sadness, your joy. Oh, divine master, grant that we may not see. Be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. We are now your instrument, beloved. That we receive in pardoning, that we are pardoned, and in dying to ourselves, that we live. Oh Lord, I am now an instrument of your peace. So take one more final deep breath. And as we feel that I Am presence continue to flow through us, bringing peace through our lives to everyone that we touch, we say together, and it is so.